Miracle at Riedemer House, Junior Version, Chapter 6b. Mettie was a new person, now that she understood that Mama Addie and the girls loved her. But Mama Addie could not figure out why food had been disappearing again. It was around midnight when Mettie was awakened. An odd, raspy sound had come from the outside wall near her bed. She listened. There it was again, that rasp, but further down on the side of the house now. She tiptoed to the window and saw a shadow disappear around the corner. Quietly she crept from the room and opened the side door of the orphanage to peek out. What she saw was terrible. She silently dashed to Mama Addie's room and shook her awake. "Mama Addie, come quick!" A skinny little girl sat next to the kitchen stovepipe when Mama Addie peered through the door. "There's another one, too," whispered Mettie. "Here," said Mama Addie. "Take this key and get into the kitchen, quick." Mama Addie sneaked out the door. At the same time she reached the skinny child, Mettie had opened the kitchen door. Crawling in through the stovepipe was another thin, sickly girl. She stared at Mettie, and Mettie stared back. Both froze. Mama Addie entered, carrying the first skinny girl. When she saw all three girls together, she gasped. "Carlina? Vandilla? Is that you?" asked Mettie as she looked from one to the other. "You are sisters?" asked Mama Addie. They had to be. They all looked so much alike. But these girls were barely alive, so Mama Addie quickly got to work taking care of them. The outpouring of love and kindness that took place at Riedemer House over the next few months as all the girls banded together to nurse Carlina and Vandilla back to health was like being in heaven itself. The sisters had been left homeless and then separated by street cleaners. Mettie was the oldest and always felt it had been her fault. She had blocked out all the loving memories of home until she had allowed the kindness of Mama Addie and the other orphans to love her into a new family. Never in her wildest dreams did she think she would see her sisters again. But God intervened, and since God is love, his kindnesses and wonderful surprises will never stop.